When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your favorite Carolyn Dime. What? Nami saying the wrong name, not Carolyn. I will die on that hill that every time I introduce myself, I'm like, hey, Caroline. They're like, Carolyn. I'm like, did I fucking stutter? Clearly just now I did stutter and say Carolyn, but the name is Caroline M. Diamond. Thank you so much. Exciting news, if you care, I do. Grammy nominations came out last weekend and I'd like to talk about them. I do have a handy dandy little phone device with me because I can't remember everything. No. All right, so we're going to talk about like probably the main categories. Let's get started. So I'm looking on pitchfork.com right now, and the first category is Record of the Year. And Record of the Year is different than Song of the Year. Record is the recording, the producing, the production value. That's what Record of the Year is, and song are the lyrics. So just FYI, as you're like, what the fuck is the difference between a record and a song? That is that, and that is all we'll say about it. The thing is about my little side comment at Billie Eilish, like, I don't not like Billie Eilish. Like, let's not, you know, have a hate campaign towards Ms. Eyelash, but she's nominated. And like that album, by the time that the Grammys come out, it'll probably be almost 3 years since that fucking album came out. Like, can we not? Because the Grammys love to suck on those teats that she's got. I don't know what it is about her and the Grammys. They love this girl. Okay. In this category, I feel like Record of the Year, we got Bad Bunny, we have Chapel Roan, we have Doechii with Anxiety, we have Kendrick and SZA with Luther, Lady Gaga, Abracadabra, Rosé, Bruno Mars, and then we have Sabrina Carpenter with Man Child. Personally, I feel like, honestly, might actually take it because although I don't necessarily like the song, goddamn, that song lodged in my cerebral and it's played nonstop. I don't think I've ever played from it from my device, but let me tell you, it has gotten loopies in my brain. Oh my God. Album of the year, it's always the biggest category of the year. And it's a stacked category. It's Bad Bunny's album. Bad Bunny, bad bunny. My man. I do want to do Super Bowl halftime show. Thank you so much. Manifestation to the gods. Amen. All right. Clips. I didn't know that they came out with an album. I know that they've been like doing new music, but I didn't know they came out with a new album. Justin Bieber's Swag, which we know the podcast, not my fave. Kendrick Lamar's album, Gaga's album Mayhem, Leon Thomas's album, Sabrina Carpenter's Man Best Friend, and then Tyler the Creator, Chromatocopia. Even though he came out with two albums this year, personally, my more favorite album of the two is Don't Tap the Glass, which is the dancey one that he came out with a few months ago. I think that the album of the year is going to either be between Kendrick Lamar or Gaga. Can you believe that Lady Gaga has never won album of the year at the Grammys? Isn't that a gaga? Like, honestly, like, I mean, I would say probably the last like couple albums probably didn't deserve album of the year. The Fame Monster is, for me, the best album of all time. For me, again, me opinion, not yours. But I really do think that The Fame Monster is one of the best pop albums ever made. So if she's not going to get a Grammy for that, I don't know what she's going to get a Grammy for. But I do think that she is in pretty good contention for getting album of the year with Mayhem. Personally, my personal feelings towards the matter, do I think that the album is a good album? Yes, I do. Do I think that like I've reverted back to the album throughout the year? No. And that's when I know that if it's a good album or not. I also did not listen to Kendrick Lamar's album. His music is not really my thing. Like, of course, like, I love the singles and stuff. I remember seeing him at my first music festival ever at Governor's Ball. He played on like a smaller stage in the daytime, which anybody who goes to a festival knows that if you play in the daytime, you're not that popular, okay? And this was like around Mad City album era, and that was probably like my favorite piece of work from his. And he was so bad. He was so bad at this performance. It was crazy. But he's grown. He's evolved since then. I've seen him like sparingly a couple other times at different festivals. I don't really stay for the whole set. It's just like, it's for me, it's not my thing. But I do think that he's a really, really good chance of getting album of the year. So I would take either Kendrick Lamar, or Lady Gaga for album of the year. That's my personal opinion. Now we go move on to song of the year. And we have Bad Bunny again, Billie Eilish again, which I'm like, I swear to God, this song is like 4 years old, but whatever. Anxiety by Doechii, which I hate that song. Is this a safe space to say that that song is not good? I mean, clearly it's good enough to get nominated for a Grammy. I don't like it. It's a bad earworm. Yes, is it stuck in my head? For sure. Is it a good song? No. Sorry, it's not. And then there's Golden, Luther for Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Abracadabra, Apate, and then we got Manchild, Sabrina Carpenter as well. Honestly, song of the year, it's got to go to Golden. I mean, have you ever heard little kids scream at the top of their lungs for a song in like the last like 3 or 4 years? No, this song is good. K-Pop Demon Hunters is a great program. I support K-Pop Demon Hunters. We know from this podcast, I have my stamp of approval. Caroline Diamond approves this message, and I think it's gonna go to Golden. And now we have, this will probably be the last, because like honestly, there's some of the other categories I don't really care. Like how did Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande get nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Defying Gravity? Do I think that they deserve it? Yeah, sure. But like, what? Like, what are we doing? Like, this is a vanity project at this point. Like, okay, let's just get an Oscar. I need Oscars for both of these girls for Wicked Part 2. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. But honestly, they probably won't get it because Golden's also in this category. Now, my most favorite category that I would like to talk about, probably the last category that I'll talk about on the pod, is Best New Artist. And Best New Artist is always a hot, juicy category. There's been that urban legend of people who get Best New Artist who kind of like flop afterwards. And it's happened. Like, I mean, Alessia Cara, where the fuck is she, you know? And there's a couple other people that fall under that parameter. And fucking Victoria Monet, she got it 2 years ago. Where is she? Where is the music? And I am a fan of Victoria Monet. I saw her at Coachella 2 years ago, and I was telling people, and I met people at her record label at Coachella. I was like, she's the next Janet Jackson. Okay. But where is she? We got to keep the foot on the gas, sister. We got to keep the foot on the neck, because when you take too much time away, and I understand you got a daughter, you're not with the man anymore, who was fucking hot. When you're not stepping on people's necks anymore, you kind of get lost in the sauce. There are so many musicians and so many people that come up through the cracks every fucking year. So you gotta stay in it. So if I don't get a album song announcement in the first quarter of next year, I'm gonna treat her like a Normani case. And she's way more talented than Normani. I'll give her that. And I'm not trying to compare the girls. I'm really not. I've talked about Normani in the past. It's sad for me to like witness the demise of Normani, because like she really is her own worst enemy, and like she really could have popped off and she just fucking didn't because she's lazy. So I hope that's not the same thing for Victoria Monet. Anyway, last year was Chapel Roan, which hot top, but I don't really like Chapel Roan. I think that she's a bitch. I do. I think that she's a brat. And like, not even like, who the fuck are you? I'm a brat when I'm bobbing that. I think that she's like actually a brat. And I don't really like her songs. I'm so sorry. Like, yes, some of them are good. Naked in Manhattan is probably her best song from that album. But I digress. People like her, and that's fine. You can have your opinion, even if it's wrong. Just kidding. Anyway, Best New Artist category. Number one on the list. My girl, Addison motherfucking Ray. That is Grammy nominated Addison Ray to you. Okay? I love her. I do. Okay. Alex Warren, which you can miss me with that fucking ordinary bullshit song that he has. Because, okay, Alex Warren getting nominated for Best New Artist, you have one fucking song. Not saying that he only has one song, but, like, he has only one song that people know. And, like, I do not like praise pop, and I don't think that's necessarily considered a category. But, like, you know when it's, like, this kind of shit? Like, it's just not for me. I'm not, like, a Jesus thump. I'm not a Bible thumping bitch, so I don't really care. Cat's Eye. Okay. I'm kind of into this. I don't think that they'll win, but that's kind of a gag. I'm living for them, and I can't wait to see them at Coachella. It's going to be so regard. We got Lian Thomas nominated, which I think that he has really high contention for winning because he's actually nominated a lot within the whole Grammy nominations. And so they're going to give him something out of these nominations, but I think that he has a really good chance here. And then next we have Lola Young, which I am not personally a huge fan of Lola Young. I think that she can sing really well, but she's also in rehab right now, so I don't even know if she's going to be present for that. I don't know. I wish her well. I wish her the best. We got the Marias, which not really my thing. They're a little, like, sleepy for me, a little, like, woo, woo, woo for me. Not my jam. Not really into it. I think that she is an amazing singer, but next for me. Olivia Dean. Love Olivia Dean. She's bringing back Yearning in songs. We love to see it. Love. I have high hopes for her, but I also don't think that she's going to win. But I'm glad that the Academy is recognizing real singers. And then last, we have Somber, which I really like Somber. I think I did like his album. I didn't love his album, but I also don't think that he's going to win the category. But I'm glad to see him nominated as well. So those are my thoughts about the Grammy little predictions, the nominations. Obviously, there's like plenty more Grammy nominations like on this list. So do your due diligence and check it out. And let me know in the comments if you agree with me. If you don't, if you say, wow, she has all wrong opinions. I mean, if you thought that, you probably wouldn't be listening to my program, right? Right. Welcome to Currently, and it's everything that I am reading, watching, and listening to. Very exciting. So last weekend, Madison came over and we like worked out in the morning and we were going to do our, you know, our movie day, our kind of thing like that we usually do. And I had a lot of energy and I was like, I am ready to watch one of the movies on our list that's long. Okay. So we have a long ever-growing list. You know, in the podcast, you've listened and our list is pretty long. And there's a couple movies that are on there that are long movies, like 2.5-3 hour movies, which everybody's goop for brain. That's a lot to put up with these days. Okay. All right. So I was like, I want a longer movie. And I'm also kind of was like, I haven't watched a musical in a while. So like, let's watch a musical too. And today was the day that we watched Sound of Music. Okay. I have seen Sound of Music before you blow up my fucking comments. I have seen it before. For 1 year for a recital piece, my dance teacher decided to do like a Sound of Music medley. And who was holding the maypole? My bitch ass. Okay. So we got trauma deep in there, in the underbelly, okay? Anyway, digress. The Sound of Music is gorgeous, okay? They drop you right in. The hills are alive. Okay, that key, obviously not in my key. But you drop right in the hills. We are right in Austria in the hills. Oh my God, are they alive? Because how gorgeous the setup is. It's stunning. Julie Andrews, oh my God. They don't make them like her anymore. Beautiful. Acting her face off. Voice of an angel. We will really be in a tough spot as a society when that lady passes away. I'm just saying, she is 90. She is an elder now. Okay? But respect. Christopher Plummer, the dad. Why was I kind of like, ooh. Especially at the beginning when he's kind of like mean and like, was into it. I was into it. But imagine having 7 fucking kids. No. Even if I'm rich, no. Thank you. Cut the cameras. But anyway, even though the movie is literally 3 hours long, it sounds funny to say that it technically doesn't feel like 3 hours long because there is so much meat and potatoes that they get into this plot that it really does go. And the music is so good. Rodgers and Hammerstein's put their yes into the writing and the lyrics, the songs of fucking Sound of Music. They liked these songs so much, they said reprise in the second act. They redid almost every song in the second act that they did in the first, which was a gag. But I would too, because when in that first act, I was like, damn, this is a banger. This is a banger. Bangle, wrangle, 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 literally. Okay? So watch The Sound of Music. If you haven't watched it in a long time, watch it. Char, know you're listening. I know it's your favorite movie. So daughter loves, mother loves. I don't know what the fuck that even means, but all right, let's keep going. And as for what I'm reading, kind of in a little bit of a reading slump right now after reading Mark Ronson's book, because it was so, there were so many people, places and things and sounds that I was like checking out while reading it. It took me a while to get through the book. And so sometimes when it's like laborious, I'm just like, meh, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of just meh right now. And then lastly, for what I'm listening to, okay, so when they first came out, like when I was probably like in the tail end of high school, 5 Seconds of Summer, wasn't really necessarily like my band, okay? Like I was a One Direction girl, okay? Directioner, hello. So I was never into 5 Seconds of Summer. I've always known from, because finger on the pulse, I know exactly what's happening in this world, whatevs. So I've actually, when I've been on TikTok this past year, there's been a lot of like murmurs about 5 Seconds of Summer, people loving 5 Seconds of Summer, somehow kept coming up on my FYP. And I'm like, okay, they're coming out with a new album this weekend. And every single song, single that they've come out with 3, they are bangers. And I'm into it because I'm into men playing instruments. I'm into them singing from the heart, singing songs, okay? Stop rapping and start singing songs. Pick up a drum set, get your fucking drumsticks in hand, and hit. And you know what they're doing? Hitting. So I co-sign. I can't wait to listen to the album. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this content. I really appreciate it. Love you lots. Hope you enjoy. Remember, if you enjoyed it, tell everybody, repost it. And if you didn't, tell no one. So yeah!